Where did you go to school?
I went to Catholic school, St. Monica's. I went there until the seventh grade, I think. And then I went to Carver. And then I went to Booker T. Washington.
In any of your classes, in history or whatever, did they talk to you about the race riot?
They still don't. They just started talking about it.
So your answer is no?
No. No.
But you knew, obviously, because in high school, then you're 16, 17 years old. Mm-hmm. Your family had talked about the race riot.
They had.
And you heard about it,
right,
what you've just told me here mm-hmm. today. Do you ever recall sitting in a history class wondering, well, why aren't you talking about this race riot?
No, it never did.
It was such a quiet thing. I finished school in 44. We didn't have anything. Nobody said anything about the race.
And where were you in 44?
I was here.
Oh, you were here?
In Tulsa.
Yeah.
I was here. I came here.
And what school did you go to here?
I went to St. Monica's from kindergarten through the ninth grade.
But you knew, I guess, it was something that you shouldn't be talking about? Is that the way you felt?
Well, during that time, the Ku Klux Klan was blooming. They could set up anything they wanted to. They could shut it down, and then rumors and things. If you would talk just like me and you talking here in a black group, well, it wouldn't go any further in this room and them people in that room.
So in your houses,
yeah,
like we are now, that's the only place you dare talk about it.
Talk about it.
And people just didn't talk about it because there was a danger.
It was such a terrible thing. It was something that you want to forget about as quick as possible.
It
wasn't something that you wanted lingering along in with the older people. They didn't want that hanging over their head for them to have to tell the children and explain all of that. So it was a secret.
So definitely you didn't ask questions about it in school.
No, because the school teachers at that particular time, they didn't know anything about it.
The teachers didn't teach you anything. They didn't know about it. It wasn't in the books. Now, the first classes that are being taught, I think it was last year, the last school year.
In 2008, you're saying?
Yes. Yeah. It started coming out a little in 07. Because some of the young teachers' families had been here for years, and the families started talking about it. And these people got excited about it and knew that it was something that black youngsters should know about.
Okay.
So they started talking about it. Wes has had teachers come here and interview him. So now they do have something, supposedly. I haven't been to the school, so I don't know. But supposedly, it's in the history books now.
You have children. How many children did you have?
Five. Four boys and one girl.
And they all went to school here
in
Tulsa?
Yes, yes.
You,
born
of course,
and raised.
Told them about the race riot?
We didn't talk about it because it was just a subject that you didn't talk about.
So even,
why talk about something that you really knew little about? Very little. Wes was 4 years old. What did he know about it? It was squashed. It was quieted down. Did you know anything about it? Had you ever heard anything about it?
No, and I've lived here now 33 years.
Okay, and you just started hearing.
Only in the last, I would say, five, six years that you began to hear about it, right? What year did you graduate from high school?
35.
Catherine?
44.
That's the era we're talking about, where nobody,
nothing was said.
Nobody
the teachers didn't know anything about it because they had not been raised to talk about it.
You had five children.
They knew nothing about it.
Was there some time, though, in their growing up and as they went to school and mixed with other children, that they would come home and say, what is...
No, to the question you're about to ask us is no. Our kids never asked anything about it because they never knew anything about it. Their daddy didn't know enough to say anything about it. This stuff is just coming up, and he's being asked questions about when he was a four-year-old and still a baby. You know, they don't have a long memory.
And again, you're 93,
right,
Wes, so... All the survivors that can remember are no longer with us. Is that true?
Well, no, there's some that remember.
It's about 18 of us still living.
But were they older at the time, so that some of them would have...
Some of them were older.
Some of them were older. Some of them were
the youngest one.
Some of them Papa's age, around Papa's age and older.
Do you know the names of some of them?
Otis Clark is the oldest living survivor we know of.
Otis Clark. He's 106.
He's 106.
He does talk about
it. He remembers because he was like 18 at the time. Mm-hmm. And he remembers a cousin of his got shot and they ran. Otis left here and didn't come back here to live for years and years.
Your children now are, what, 40, 50 years old?
Older than that.
As a family, have you talked about it?
Since it has become... We have been traveling with this. We go to different places to be interviewed after the movie is shown. And it's about the 1921 race riot.
I got a group of us together. Professor Ogletree, when he heard about it...
He came here for another thing altogether. But he was encouraged to come in because it was a group of these survivors at the cultural center. So he went in and talked to them. When he saw them, he was just astounded.